T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, 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 what up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, and I am out in Ashburn, Virginia, in a parking lot doing radio. This is the B. Mitch and Finley program, and we got a packed show coming your way. Obviously, there is a ton to discuss with the Commanders' possible acquisition of some land out in Woodbridge to build a new stadium. Like most things do, that news broke right as our show was ending yesterday. We have acquired a ton more information about it. I'd like to get into a discussion of that. I'm also at OTAs. I got to watch this football team actually practice today. And I saw some good things. I saw some interesting things. And I saw some other things. First and foremost, I got to see Carson Wentz play, which was he's a big, big dude, B. It stands out on the practice field. And it doesn't hurt that he's standing next to Taylor Heinicke. But he's a big fella. He's a unit. How do you do, Brian?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I was sitting out there with Dar looking at some of the highlights, and I'm going to stay with the wait and see. I'm not impressed on the first day yet. I know Carson is a tall guy. Not super, super big, but he's tall. He's tall, and when you look at Taylor Heinicke, he's bigger. But I'm going to pump my brakes this year, bro, because I get hyped up in off season, and then the season starting, I'm a little pissed off. So I'm gonna wait this year and see how it goes, because to be honest with you, the first day of OTA, what the hell do we really expect? They're in slow motion throwing balls, and it's not impressive to me at this point.
I think what stands out to me most, and let me tell everybody, we have Joel Corey, salary cap expert, joining us at 11 o'clock.
EDC expert.
We'll ask about that. We're going to talk to Anthony Peterson at noon. He is a local boxer with a fight coming up that we're all pretty excited to talk to him about.
Yep.
And a little later in the day, we're actually going to speak with Jazz Lewis, who is the Maryland delegate that represents Landover, specifically the area that FedEx Field is in. Obviously, a ton of news with the possible stadium movement, and he has a good perspective on that because he represents the area the current stadium is in. But right now, I kind of want to go through everything I saw and try to decipher what matters from what doesn't, because frankly, a lot of it doesn't matter. So, like for instance, B, at least every rep I saw that Carson Wentz and what presumably is the starting offense out there, Now, keep in mind, Terry McLaurin's not there, so that's a pretty big part of this offense. But Jahan Dotson got plenty of work with the ones. Brian Robinson, the third-round running back, did not. It was all Antonio Gibson and J.D. McKissic. I don't believe that's what it's going to look like in September, but I don't believe it's an accident to give the veterans all the work the first day of OTAs.
Yeah, it's not an accident, because I think what you want to do is just show everybody how it's done, okay? Yep. And then once they see it, then I think you can start expecting those rookies and all. And that's I don't know if we're going to get into this today, maybe later on in the week or something, but Landfill sent out an article that I really want to have a discussion about because of the injuries, and then they're trying to lean it on special teams. But I really think that football today is suffering a little bit once the season starts because they BS in offseason. And I think that's why I think when veterans should understand the speed you need to play at to get ready. The rookies have to find that out. And I think that football has to change a little bit. If I'm not going to put on pads, fine. But it better damn well be like it was the old 49ers and the old Philadelphia Eagles. You better have a damn track meet out there. Because I've seen too many practices that weren't track meets. They were walkthroughs. the regular practices were looking like walkthroughs. And I think that could change a lot of those soft tissue, hamstring, lower body injuries.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's interesting. I'll say that I thought for, what the hell day is it, May 25th, May 24th?
Mm-hmm.
I thought for May 24th it was pretty good pace, frankly.
It's because that's what we've been seeing, JP. I mean, I wish I can get some tape for you and let you see some practices in Philadelphia without pads on, and you'll be like, damn. And now, we weren't hitting each other. But what I'm just trying to say is the overall aspect of football, and what I said yesterday about this football team, I hear the same hype every year when we start practicing. And when the season starts, I don't see why the hype was being presented. And I think we have to be careful making our fans think one thing just because football is back and start being very, very truthful to them about what we see. You saw basically a little faster walkthrough today, and that's what it is.
So, but hold on. I when they practice for an hour in August and it's a 50 minutes and stretching, I totally agree with you. But I think for May, I mean, OTAs didn't even exist 15 years ago. You know what I mean? Like, there was mini camp that was very serious, but I think it's okay to have a decent pace today when half these dudes don't even know what they're doing.
OTAs were there 15 years ago, dude. I played over 15 years ago. We had OTAs.
I'm not trying to make anything out of today. It was good to see Carson Wentz. He's very big. Jahan Dotson looks quick. Curtis Samuel, I think, was arguably the most important person I saw because he looked bouncy. He looked good, like I've been hearing all offseason. Now, it's late May. Who the hell knows what he's going to look like in September?
Mm-hmm.
But I, as far as what I would take away from today's session, I think the top of the list would be watching Curtis Samuel run and cut and seemingly be pain-free. There was no trips to the sideline. There were no checking in with trainers. There was no bike riding. None of that. And I think that's important for a guy they're counting on to bounce back and give them a lot more. I think that's an okay conclusion to draw.
And that's cool. I like that. That conclusion right there I would take because we saw him last year never get up to full speed. So the mere fact that he's running full speed, that is news and that's excitement to me. Okay?
So here's a question for you then because I don't know what to make of it. We knew McLaurin wasn't going to be here. McLaurin's not here. We all understand why.
Mm-hmm.
There's a contract situation. I don't think that thing will play out until the end of July. Maybe it'll get done earlier than that, but that tends to be how this team operates.
Yeah.
What do you make of Chase Young and Montez Sweat not being here?
I don't make much of it. To be honest, Chase Young is a guy who's injured right now. And whether they gave him a rehab thing for the offseason, nobody knows that. You know, did they know he wasn't going to be there today? I don't know. But the whole thing about it is, Montez was not hurt last year. Chase is coming off a knee injury. So, but still, at this point, it's voluntary. And the guy,
certainly,
a guy that's not 100% is not going to be out there practicing anyway. So, I don't make anything
of it. The information
of it.
I've gotten is that Chase is in Colorado doing his rehab. And that's where he's been, and I don't. They definitely posted some videos of him being here, so he's certainly been here at various points.
Uh-huh.
Sweat, I was told, has been here most of the time, and it seemed like maybe there was some level of surprise he wasn't here.
Mm-hmm.
You're right; it's all voluntary. But like Logan Thomas is a guy coming back from injury, and he's out there with a giant sleeve on his leg, at least just standing there with the guys. I don't know that I care about missing OTAs, right? Like, I've seen enough players that do and don't come. I've seen coaches that do and don't care. But Ron and Jack made such a point of saying we expect perfect attendance this offseason
mm-hmm.
that I do find it kind of interesting that Young, Sweat, and McLaurin aren't here. I think McLaurin, we all understand the situation, but Young and Sweat, I find a little bit more interesting.
But the thing of it is this, and I made this comment to someone on the team, I won't say the name is, Ron talks too much publicly. Stop just saying stuff just to say it. You said Chase has been here. And then if he's there doing rehab, he is doing the same thing he would probably be doing here. And if he's communicating with the team and stuff doing rehab in Colorado, what difference does it make if he's standing on the sideline here doing nothing or in Colorado doing something to get back in shape? What's the best? So I think for me, I would think ultimately him getting rehab done is, and if they're not in communication, then that's a problem to me. But so if they're in communication, I see nothing wrong with it. I think that we have to stop doing more, I call it shock jock media. It's just every time there's a big old thing. It's not big unless he did, unless they don't know.
It's not shock jock. It's just.
It's not big unless they don't know.
That he's not here.
It's not necessarily newsworthy if they know where he's at and why he's there. If they know that, then that's no damn news at all.
Sure.
So that's the thing I'm trying to say. He was here. You say they put out pictures, and they say he's in Wichita doing rehab now. What if that's the decision that they made together? That, you know what, in the first minicamp, OTAs, it won't be that important for you to be here. You'll be out in Colorado. If that is the case, then this is no news at all.
But what – they haven't said that. Like, they have – they've said we expect –
But the fact that they say we expect 100% attendance, that's where I think that they talk too damn much. Because what you do, you make that comment, and then we say we understand Terry not being here. Why? He under contract, isn't he? So why isn't he here? So if you're going to understand why Terry's not here, you can understand why the other guy who's injured not here. See what I'm saying? The only person that really troubles me, you think I'm arguing with you.
No, I'm just telling you.
I'm talking.
What stands out to me being there is who's there and who's not.
I'm not talking to you directly. I'm talking to everybody that every offseason they make the stories out of the stuff that doesn't make one bit of damn difference. And I'm also saying Montez not being there, that's the only person that really lift my eyes because he was healthy last year.
Right. Well, and it doesn't matter, and I think this is a fair question. Does it matter that this is now the second year those guys have missed parts of OTAs and that last year when they were both healthy, things weren't going great on the field? I think maybe that's why to me it feels a little different. Last year coming off that sensational 2020, mm-hmm. It felt different.
Okay, but the thing I would say about
like when
the sensational 2020, they weren't on the football field with the coaches then. Okay? And then the debacle of 2021, they're with the coaches every damn day. So my question is, this year, what I'm doing is I'm going to throw stuff at players and coaches, not just players. I need to see the coaches get what they're supposed to get out of the players. Okay, if the players aren't here and they're not performing on the field and they keep rolling them out on the field, the coaches are making some dumbass decisions.
I think they put themselves in this tough spot when they say we want full attendance, and then today they're going to have to talk about it. Like, I wonder if Ron wants Chase doing his rehab in Colorado, and I wonder if he wonders if he could just do his rehab here like Logan Thomas is doing. It was a similar injury, as far as my understanding.
Mm-hmm.
But the player reserves the right to do it wherever the hell he wants to.
That's true. And I think players have done it for years where they want to do it, but this is the thing. If the coach never steps out and says that publicly, as if that, you know, I've already talked to everybody and they're going to be here, that's what it sounds like to me. Like, oh, I know everybody's going to be, I expect 100%, like I've talked to people already. If that's the case, you don't have to say it. But a lot of things are said so much publicly as to, like, this is what we expect. This is our, no coach is exactly what they show you publicly all the time. So until my whole thing is that I can see people that will not show up to OTAs and they still have a better performance than people that go to OTAs. That has happened all in the past too. But Chase, last year I understand that people blame him on the fact that he wasn't here last year. I don't think the offseason had a damn thing to do with his production on the football field. I think him having success his first year, thinking he could do the same thing that he did last year and have the same level of success, caused him issues. I also think that nobody on his coaching staff corrected things as they saw him being messed up. And know what they did? They rolled him out there every week.
I mean, that's certainly true. And then kind of the comments back and forth in the media started. But I think there's got to be recognition for all parties. And I would say the staff and the player and, like, specific position coaches, all of it, that – the explosive plays we saw the rookie year were not there the second year, even prior to the injury. And I would think that would make you want to get back in the lab, so to speak. But maybe as you work back from an injury, you just got to feel you're most comfortable wherever that is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have an answer. I know the most important thing I saw, the best development I saw.
Go ahead. I was at minicamp.
No, I'm just saying, the best thing I saw is that Curtis Samuel's out there. Uh-huh. Like, that was by far the best
and
thing.
That, I that right there,
good. He looked bouncy.
That made me look like a Doberman pitcher with my ears perking up in the air. Because that's something we need to see, and
the
I
only
definitely need
thing,
to see.
Right, and then I would add to it, like, the flip side of that is the other guys I wanted to see. I mean, think about it. We did these, like, questions I wanted to see, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the top of the list were Carson Wentz, Curtis Samuel, Chase Young. And so then I don't get to see Chase. And I think Ron's going to talk to the media here in a half hour or so, if I had to guess. And I think he'll say, yeah, he's out in Colorado, and we're aware of it, and no big deal. But I don't know that they believe that. I think it's just what they're saying.
Mm-hmm. But see, that's what I'm saying.
I wonder if they're actually pissed about it.
That's my exact word. Don't just say. The thing about public, when you say stuff publicly, make damn sure it's what you believe and what it really is, even when you're a coach. Because when you start just putting stuff out there, all you do is cause a lot of like hoopla. Sometimes don't say stuff, okay? Be more evasive. Okay, I'd rather him not say anything than say stuff, and then now everyone expects it to go just like he said. Then it doesn't go that way. And then now we got a big old story going on when ultimately they got a plan. They know what's going on. Because none of this stuff makes any difference until the season starts and we see if they're doing something or not. Because we could talk every day until the season starts and Chase not be at this first minute OTA. And if he comes out playing great, then it doesn't make one bit of difference. I was at OTAs, but you know what? I knew I had to go somewhere else and do some stuff to get where I wanted to go. So I think all players, OTAs is the minimal. When they got to do more stuff to get themselves ready for this 17-game football, well, 18-week football season with 17 games, they got to get more stuff done than what the OTA gives them. So I'm just at a point now where I don't like the hype throughout the day and then, you know, and like for every little thing, when the little things don't really make that bit of difference anymore. It's exactly how good is this team moving forward. And if somebody catch a pass.
But don't you want them pushing harder now? Part of what you're saying is that they should be.
I want them pushing harder. It? I want them pushing harder. But I looked at some of the stuff they put out as a highlight. That it's not a damn highlight. It's a walkthrough pass. And if you incomplete that,
yeah,
you should
I mean,
be lost.
The only stuff that gets close to, and I mean, I don't even want to say full speed, but close to training camp speed, I guess, is I think position drills going against dummies, and then the 11-on-11, and then they do a 9-on-9 instead of 7-on-7. There's no pass rush, but that generates relative game speed, especially like kind of the outside guys working. But none of this comes close to the speed they need to be at. To that point, you're right.
I don't expect them to be at game speed right now, but I expect them to be faster than what I've seen from that was put out from the team. You see what I'm saying? It's like, understand, dude.
Totally.
I'm talking about this stuff from some experience, level of experience. And I've watched this team for the last however many years, and especially the last 2 years. And I go to practices that in training camp, it's supposed to be going a little faster. And it's not.
Sure.
So if they're very slow like they were last year right now, they're going to build up to very slow like they were when I get to training camp. So I think all that stuff needs to be picked up a little bit, because what happens once the season starts, it's just second nature to you then. It's not like you got to build up for it. And that all this stuff is, in essence, is off of that little that thing I see, because I'm watching the league have injuries everywhere. And a lot of it comes down from the lack of conditioning, as John Harbaugh stated.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that they're trying to blame injuries on special teams is such a cop-out for a league that knows fantasy and gambling and player props are what move the needle, and they don't want to mess with that, so they'll mess with other facets of the game, like special teams.
Yeah.
Frankly, a facet of the game that doesn't move the needle. My last thing on Sweat and Young not being here. Ron's going to get up and talk. He'll probably say, we knew it, no big deal. But like, if we're talking about game speed and everybody getting better, there's no way that Cornelius Lucas and Charles Leno and Sam Cosmi don't get better taking reps against those dudes than they do. Like, it's a noticeable difference when you watch a defense go out there with James Smith Williams and Casey Tuhill. And let's be real, they wouldn't be taking reps against Chase Young anyway, but it'd be nice to have Sweat there. They just told me that Cam Sims isn't here because he has a He's got something going on personally. He's excused. That could be the case with Sweat, too. Like, Ron's going to get up and say that. And it's, to your point, B, it's important not to draw really much of any conclusions in late May about a sport that doesn't really start mattering till the first weekend of September.
Yeah. I'm with that. I just think that, like, I know I Chase, I kind of figured he wouldn't be there. And this is not nobody.
I thought he'd be here.
I figured he wouldn't be because he has been there rehabbing. He comes back, he checks with them, he goes back out there. And I think if he keeps going back out, they must be okay with what he's doing out there.
See, I wonder if they just feel like they can't tell him what to do. I wonder if it's somewhere in the middle,
too. So whose fault is that then?
It's a fair question.
You know?
It's a fair question.
If I come in and we're going to do things a certain way and the culture going to be changed and I can't tell somebody what to do, then guess what? I'm failing at what I promise people.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.